All right. Who's reading for me today?
Captain Yuri Bishop.
Captain Yuri. All right. Let's. You know what? You know how this thing is spiritual? Now, you saw they opened up the thumbnail with Jacob and Esau. Deacon Idon just happened to touch on the same topic today, and he went into very great detail. Excellent. All praises. Let's open up with Genesis 25. That's how you know it's a spirit. Because me and Deke didn't speak about our classes today. Genesis 25. And let's start at 21.
The book of Genesis, chapter 25 and verse 21.
Come on!
And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren.
Meaning she couldn't have babies. Go ahead.
And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived.
Meaning she got pregnant. Go ahead.
And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so.
If I be blessed by God.
Why am I thus?
Why am I having so much trouble in this childbirth? Go ahead.
And she went to inquire of the Lord.
Now she went to inquire of the Lord. Go ahead.
And the Lord said unto her.
What he said.
Two nations are in thy womb.
So this is the beginning of two nations. The word Genesis means beginning. Go ahead.
And two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels.
Two manner meaning two different types. Go ahead.
And the one people shall be stronger than the other people.
That's right. Go ahead. And stronger mentally and physically. Go ahead.
And the elder shall serve the younger.
The elders prophesied to be a servant to the younger. Go ahead.
And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb.
Now we know that those twins were not identical because it said two manner of people shall be separated. Because you get these Christians to go, they were identical. No, they were not identical. They look different. Go ahead.
And the first came out red.
Go ahead.
All over like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau.
IT, give me that Instagram clip with Esau being red. That's right. Put it on the screen. Esau is red. Y'all, when they in the sun, they get red. Down south, we call them rednecks. But it's not just their neck that gets red. Now, this was in France. See how red them people are? You know how many people, a lot of them died in France from heat strokes, heat exhaustion? And look how red they all are. Red.
Damn.
Don't tell me they white. Look, the beet sand look more white than his skin. The hell is the cloud in the back is white. Their skin is red. They are Esau. We don't care whether you believe it or not or accept it or not. They are Esau. These are their children. Good.
And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment.
Very hairy. Good.
And they called his name Esau.
And write this down. Esau means wasted away is he. Meaning his melanin was wasted away. Wasted away. Good.
And after that. Came his brother out.
And after that came his brother out.
And his hand took hold on Esau's heel.
Now, you know what? That's very, very important because that there's a lot of symbolism behind it. Give me that in 2 Ezra 6. We coming back here, Yuri. Yuri?
Yes, sir.
We coming back. So don't leave it. 2 Ezra 6. And start at 7.
2 Ezra chapter 6 and verse 7.
What did it mean? With Jake, the younger one, holding Esau's heel. Go ahead.
Then answered I and said, what shall be the parting asunder of the times? Or when shall be the end of the first and the beginning of it that followeth?
When shall be the end of the world? And when shall the new world come in? Go ahead.
And he said unto me, from Abraham unto Isaac, when Jacob and Esau were born of him, Jacob's hand held first the heel of Esau.
What does it mean? Go ahead.
For Esau is the end of the world.
Ah, that's what it means. Esau is the end of the world. Go ahead.
And Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth.
That's what it symbolized when Jacob was holding Esau's heel. Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth. Go ahead.
The hand of man,
meaning all the other nations,
is betwixt the heel and the hand.
All the other nations are like extras in the movie. Extras. Moab is an extra. Ishmael is an extra. They're all extras. Read that again.
The hand of man is betwixt the heel and the hand. Mm-hmm. Other question, Esdras, askest thou not.
Go back to Genesis. So now we know what that means. Christians don't know what that means.
Genesis.
At all. Right.
Genesis chapter 25, verse 26. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them.
So Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to Esau and Jacob. Now, they didn't mention Jacob's color because Jacob looked just like his mother and father. In fact, Jacob looked like everybody from the time of Adam. The only color differential was Esau. That's why the scribes had to write down Esau's color. He was starkly different. Get Genesis 2:7 real quick for me.
The book of Genesis, chapter 2 and verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
The dust of the ground is different shades of brown. The darker, deeper you dig, the darker it gets. That's what Adam looked like, Eve, everybody that came from them. Okay, so during that time, the one that got cursed with a lack of melanin, you had Cain. Flood came, killed them all off. God brought all them back through Noah's three sons. So now when you move up the generational line, when you get to Isaac and Rebekah, they gave birth to Esau and Jacob. Esau is the return of Cain's lineage. And Jacob, the return of Seth. Everybody got that? All right. Let's read on now. Go ahead.
Back to Genesis, sir. 25.
Yep, Genesis chapter 25. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Genesis chapter 25, verse 27. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents.
So when you examine the two, remember it said two manner of people. Jacob was plain. He dwelt in tents. He herded sheep, the goats. That's what Jacob did. This Esau wasn't like that. Esau liked to go out and hunt. He liked that adrenaline rush. He liked to hunt. That was him. Right?
And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison.
Yeah, he hunted the food and he learned how to cook the food from Rebekah. Right?
But Rebekah loved Jacob.
Right?
And Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field. And he was faint.
So he came from the field. He was faint from hunting in that hot sun, like we saw earlier in the thumbnail. Hot. He almost probably caught a heat stroke almost. Go ahead.
And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage.
Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage. Meaning that same red pottage that you're making right there. It looked like me. I want to eat that thing. Good.
For I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom.
Edom meaning red. So his name was also called Edom. So when we read that, give me Hebrews 12 to let you know that in that pottage was meat. Hebrews 12 and 16.
Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 16.
Come on!
Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau.
Now, many times brothers ask, what does it mean Esau was profane or fornicator? When you go to get Genesis 26, 34. Genesis 26 and 34.
Genesis chapter 26 and verse 34. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri, the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah.
So his parents didn't like his marriage choices of those Hittites, okay? And you know, people use those two verses. Listen to what I'm about to say. You have unlearned Israelites that use those two verses to say Esau was black because Esau's kids was mixed with the Hittites. No, God kept that line pure the way it is. Just like even when you look at today, I don't care how black you are. You marry a white woman, you could tell that child is hybrid. You get to, they cut real high yellow, yellow hair sometimes, green eyes. Yeah, show me some. Hey, yeah, look at Drake's kids. Where's Drake and his family? Is that Drake's mother? Father, there's Drake right there as a young boy. Yep, look at Drake. His hair's like his father's, but his complexion is closer to the mother. Okay? So you mean back then God couldn't maintain that same look? That lighter red complexion? No, God don't have that power. Shut up, Negro. Be quiet. Shut up! Just be quiet. These are more hybrid children. Look, they look more like Esau. These hybrid children. Okay? Yuri, where we at?
You'll go back to Hebrew, sir?
No. Genesis 28, 8, 9.
Genesis chapter 28 and verse 8. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father.
So Esau saw that Isaac was pissed off that he didn't that he married the daughters of Canaan. Go ahead.
Then went Esau unto Ishmael.
Then he goes to Ishmael. Go ahead.
And took unto the wives which he had Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife.
So now he married Arab kids. That's what that's what Esau was doing. Now remember, give me Tobit 4 and 12, Yuri. I just want to show y'all something. Tobit 4 and 12. Pay attention.
Tobit chapter 4 and verse 12.
Come on.
Beware of all whoredom, my son.
Beware of all whoredom, my son. Go ahead.
And chiefly take a wife of the seed of thy fathers.
Remember, fornication, whoredom falls under fornication. It called Esau a fornicator. Now it's going to explain it here. Go ahead.
And take
chiefly take a what?
And chiefly take a wife of the seed of thy fathers.
Go ahead.
And take not a strange woman to wife.
Take not a strange woman to wife. Go ahead.
Which is not of thy father's tribe.
Which is not of thy father's tribe. Remember, Esau married Hittite women and he married Ishmaelite women. Ishmael was the beginning of another race. Remember, Genesis is the beginning of races. Go ahead.
For we are the children of the prophets, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember, my son, that our fathers from the beginning, even that they all married wives of their own kindred and were blessed in their children, and their seed shall inherit the land.
All right. Was that it, Yuri?
Yes, sir.
Go back to Hebrews 12 and 16 again.
Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 16.
Come on!
Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat, sold his birthright.
That's why it was profane. The birthright meant a lot. He didn't care less about it. Go ahead.
For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing.
When Esau would have inherited the blessing.
He was rejected.
He was rejected by God.
For he found no place of repentance.
He found no place of repentance.
Though he sought it carefully with tears.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
For ye are not come unto the mount.
That hey, give me the part, maybe I skipped it. I'm not looking at it, Yuri. About the red pottage, the meat.
Yes, sir. Verse 16.
Go ahead.
Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat.
That's what I wanted. The meat right there. For one morsel of meat, what?
Sold his birthright.
So in Genesis 25, when he said, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, it was raw meat in there. IT, give me that the Twitter clip. Go ahead, play the video.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, that's feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage. Jacob's like, it ain't ready yet. I don't care. I'm going to eat it that just the way it is. Red and bloody. I like that bloody dripping meat. And some of y'all be having kids with these women, lusting after these people. Y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy. Some of y'all got excited right now.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Yuri, where we at?
Verse 17 again.
No, go. Yeah, read that again.
For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, He was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears.
Back to Genesis 25.
Genesis chapter 25.
In verse 30.
And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage.
So that same red pottage had raw meat in it. Go ahead.
For I am faint.
He said, I'm faint. I was just hunting. I'm tired. I ain't catch nothing. I feel like I'm about to die. Go ahead.
Therefore was his name called Edom.
Meaning red. Go ahead.
And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright.
So now Jacob said, hey, sell me your birthright. If you want the truth, sell me your birthright. Go ahead.
And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die.
I'm about to die. Go ahead.
And what profit shall this birthright do to me?
I don't give a damn about a birthright if I'm about to die. Go ahead.
And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob.
This is what made him profane. Go ahead.
Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils.
So in those lentils was raw meat. Go ahead.
And he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
Esau despised his birthright. So now Genesis 27 and 38.
Genesis chapter 27 and verse 38. And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father.
Now, when you read this chapter, remember Rebecca, his mama, told Jacob, hey, your father's half blind. Go in there, make believe you're your brother Esau. Jacob said, but I'll get cursed. She said, whatever curse there be, let it fall on me. Why did she say that? Because she remembers what God told her. Remember when she was giving birth? The elder shall serve the younger. So she says to her younger son, Jacob, put goat's hair on you and back your neck, your hands, so when your father feels you, you feel hairy like your brother Esau. Jacob goes in. Isaac says, hey, you know I'm half blind, but you sound like Jacob. Come here, boy. Come here closer. But you feel and smell like Esau.
You smell like outside.
You smell like outside. Yeah. You smell like dog. You smell like dog. And Isaac blesses Jacob with the major blessing, thinking it was Esau. Now, when you listen to Christians, let me tell the white man's the devil. Listen to what I'm about to say. When you ask them about those two boys, Esau and Jacob, they say Jacob was the evil son, Esau was the good one. And you have black people in church echoing those same sentiments. It's like, no. Jacob was the good one. Esau was the profane one, the fornicating one. The one that hated his birthright, that was him. But in church, they teach you Jacob was evil because he supplanted Esau. That was due to his mama, which she was being obedient to God. She said, I remember what God said. Okay. So now, Jerry, where we at?
Verse 38.
Go ahead.
And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father?
You only got one blessing? You only got one blessing that you gave to Jacob? Go ahead.
Bless me. Even me also.
Come on, Dad. Bless me, even me. My father. Come on now. Go ahead.
Oh, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept.
Right?
And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth.
He said, all right, Esau, your dwelling prophetically shall be the blessing, the dwelling of the earth. Meaning you in the fatness of the earth, you're going to live the best places. Go ahead.
And of the dew of heaven from above.
Dew falls everywhere. Wherever the dew falls, that's where you're going to live. You're going to live where you want, and you're going to have the best places on the planet. Go ahead.
And by thy sword shalt thou live.
But how would Esau live in those places and get the best places?
And
read again.
And by thy sword shalt thou live.
Esau lives by the sword, meaning war. That's how they would get the lands as the dew of heaven. That's how they would get the fatness of the land, through war. So God, through Isaac, blessed Esau with the art of war, which, like Deacon Ithan brought up, was the same blessings Cain had. Remember when the Cain sons was a Tubal Cain, right? Made all kind of weapons. Esau got the same blessing as Cain. Go ahead.
And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion.
When thou shalt have the dominion, go ahead.
That thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck.
When did that first happen? Give me 2 Kings 8:20. When did that first happen?
2 Kings chapter 8 and verse 20. In his days, Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah and made a king over themselves.
Right. Jump up to 16 and just read down.
Verse 16. And in the fifth year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Jehoshaphat being then king of Judah, Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, began to reign.
So Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, began to reign. Go ahead.
32 years old was he when he began to reign. And he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel,
mm-hmm.
as did the house of Ahab. For the daughter of Ahab was his wife. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Yet the Lord would not destroy Judah for David his servant's sake,
mm-hmm.
as he promised him to give him always a light and to his children.
Watch this.
In his days.
In his days, Jehoram, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
In his days, Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah and made a king over themselves.
So that's the first time that goes back to, go back to Genesis 27 and 40 again.
Yes, sir. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck.
Right. So that happened during the time of Jeroham. Give me, yes, put that on the screen. Read this, Captain Yuri.
According to biblical text, Edom aided the Babylonian Empire during the destruction of the first temple in 586.
So now you had the Edomites, the brother of the Israelites, assisted and helped the Babylonians, which were Cushites, destroy the first temple. Read again, Yuri, I'm sorry.
According to biblical text, Edom aided the Babylonian Empire during the destruction of the first temple in 586 BCE. Rather than helping Judah,
their brother, go ahead.
The Edomites rejoiced, looted the city, blocked fleeing survivors, and participated in the razing.
Razing means destroying.
Of Solomon's temple.
Everybody got that, right? Give me Obadiah 1:11.
Obadiah chapter 1.
Wait, Yuri, come on now. Stop now. You know, these young guys get on my damn nerves. You know I'm going blind myself. I can't barely see. Oh, go ahead and read it.
Obadiah chapter 1, verse 11. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou wast as one of them.
Even thou, Edom, was as one of them. Okay?
But thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother, in the day that he became a stranger.
In the day that your brother Jacob became a stranger. Go ahead.
Neither.
Meaning what? The 12 tribes did become strangers. Go ahead.
Neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction.
They rejoiced when we got destroyed. Go ahead.
Neither shouldest thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress.
What verse is that?
That was verse 12.
Read on to 14.
Yes, sir. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people.
See that God is telling Edom. Remember verse 1, Yuri, read verse 1 so we know the context.
Verse 1, the vision of Obadiah. Thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom.
Concerning who?
Edom.
So this chapter is about the Edomites and what they did. Back to verse, who was that, verse 12?
13.
13, go ahead.
Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity.
Mm-hmm.
Yea. Thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity.
They laid hand on us. They was robbing us too. Was that it, Yuri?
No, sir. Neither shouldest thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape.
So when we were escaping, the Edomites blocked our way and held us in and gave us up to the Babylonians.
Neither shouldest thou have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress.
Was that it?
Yes, sir.
Give me 1 Esdras 4 In the Apocrypha, 1 Esdras, chapter 4, I just want y'all to peep this, verse 45.
1 Esdras, chapter 4, and verse 45.
Let's go again, what the Edomites did.
Thou also hast vowed to build up the temple, which the Edomites burned when Judea was...
So who burned the temple, brothers? The Edomites. Read that again, Captain.
Thou also hast vowed to build up the temple, which the Edomites burned when Judea was made desolate by the Chaldees.
So that was the Edomites that burned up the temple. Now, I was doing some reading the other day about the Moors. Hey, give me that book. Yeah, put that on the screen, Yuri. Because during the Middle Ages, around 711 in Spain, because remember, Israel went into the Assyrian captivity, Babylonian captivity, Persian captivity, Greek, then Roman. After that, sometime after that, after the Roman captivity, that was 70 AD, about 600 years later, around 711, you had Israelites who were called Moors. Read this, Yuri.
This is Light and Truth, collected from the Bible in ancient and modern history.
Now, everybody said, oh, no, they were Africans. I forgot to give, I have a book that tells you Rome named the continent Africa. I showed it a couple of months ago, but I wanted to bring it out in this clip, but I forgot. Anyway, read it again, Yuri.
Light and Truth.
No, we're African. The white man put that name on us. The white man put that name on us. We are not Africans. Go ahead.
Light and Truth, collected from the Bible in ancient and modern history, containing the universal history of the colored and the Indian race, from the creation of the world to the present time, by R.B. Lewis, a colored man, written in 1844.
Okay, 1844. Let's go inside the book. From the top.
The word Negro.
The word Negro. I want the highlighted ones, Yuri.
Yes, sir. Negro is derived from the Latin term nigger, meaning black.
Meaning black.
Mm-hmm. Moor, a marsh, a fen, a Negro.
See that? The Negro was called Moor. Not the Hamite was called Moor. The Negro was called Moor. Go ahead.
Negro, black Moor.
Black Moor, go ahead.
Moor. A Negro, Negro, a black Moor, a Moor, Negro, an African by birth or a descendant of one of full blood.
On the continent. Remember, on the continent of Africa, there are Negroes and Hamites. Hope you'll understand the difference. Shemites and Hamites, Israelites and Hamites. Everybody understand what I'm saying? It's not all the same over there. Go ahead.
Moor. A black man, Negro, a black Moor, a slave, a mean wretch. Moor, a black. In Dr. Webster's definition of the complexion of the skin, he calls it the blood of Africa or their descendants as follows.
Jump down to Niger. No, keep reading the whole thing. Keep reading the whole thing.
Yes, sir. Mangroon is all black. A full blood, a whole Negro.
So if you ain't got no white in your family or nothing like that, you was a man-grown, full blood Negro. Man-grown, they used to call you. Go ahead.
Sambo.
A Sambo is what?
Is three quarters blood. Mm. Three quarters Negro.
Mm-hmm.
Mulatto.
Mulatto.
Is one half blood.
Mm-hmm.
One half Negro. Quadroon is one quarter blood. One quarter Negro. Mestizo is a half quarter blood. A half quarter Negro. Niger.
This is why the Latinos would fall under that. Because they have a term they call blanqueamiento, with the whitening. And with the kingdom, the southern kingdom, they did the same thing. And they gave these different names here. Now you see mestizo, half quarter blood. That's why you got Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Dominicans. They all fall under that mulatto, quadroon, mestizo. Those half-quarter bloods, one-quarter blood, one-half blood. Y'all see that? All right, go ahead.
Nigger, a Latin word, was formerly used by the Moors, the old Romans, to designate any black.
Right, the word not niger, though, nigger, was used by the Moors. It was not a word of a derogatory word. Just like Holak get Acts 13 and 1, it was not a derogatory word. Esau made it derogatory. And many of you today take it derogatory.